Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Calm and sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys will get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the baby, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
get time!
Hey, welcome parents to another Parent Coaching Parent Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and we're going to have another interesting evening of good information for the parents. Parents, this information is just for you. Again, we're here to support you. Parent Coach Parent Network is all about supporting the parent and the student athlete and helping them understand the recruiting process as they look for that athletic scholarship. Parents, if you want to call in this evening, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. Again, if you want to call in this evening, give us a call at 646-929-2416. Hopefully we're going to have a great evening and a lot of information shared with you parents. But you know, I can't start my show out without giving my man, Mr. Keith Wright, some props on his song that he put together for the Parent Coach Parent Network. Keith, where you at?
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
To us from Harvard University. I did say Harvard University up there in the cold state, Harvard University, where he's playing that ball as well. Again, callers, if you want to call in and talk to us this evening, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. But what we're going to do this evening, callers, we're going to talk a little bit about the recruiting process, try to give you some information on the recruiting process, or at least get you thinking about what you need to be aware of when we start talking about the recruiting process. Right now, the Parent Coach Parent Network is gearing up for a series of workshops that will start in September, and we'll go for about 6 to 8 weeks straight of not straight, but 6 to 8 weeks of workshops, and hopefully we can get a few more folks involved in and in tune to the recruiting process. Because you know, once school starts and you're rolling into that junior and senior year, if you haven't got yourself started or haven't got your athletes started as far as that recruiting process, then you may be a little bit behind the power curve. But the Parent Coach Parent Network is here to support you and help you get through that process. You know, some of the things I want to talk about this evening there, parents, I want to talk a little bit about GPAs. You know, GPA, grade point average, and what that means to you and what that means to your student athlete. You know, we can't have anything, can't have a GPA without having core classes. You know, because oftentimes parents don't look at the right thing as being core classes. Your core classes are them basic fundamental classes you know that you have to have. You got your English, math, science, and your social studies. English, your math, science, and your social studies. That's your core classes. If you can keep that in the front of your mind, then you should be all right as far as when it's time for you to start selecting classes for your athletes. next thing we're going to talk about is the SAT and the ACT. I'm not going to get too deep into either one of them two, because, of course, we have the math lady coming up on Thursday. This Thursday, we have the math lady, and she's going to talk about SAT strategy. She's going to talk about the difference between the SAT and the ACT. So she's going to give us some information, so hopefully we'll have all your athletes and parents listening, so you can kind of guide your kids or guide your student athletes when they get ready to take that SAT test, because she's going to have some tips on how to get through that test. All right. Something else we'd like to talk about is what is currently called the Eligibility Center. You know, oftentimes we call it the Clearinghouse, and we used to call it the Clearinghouse, but now we call it the Eligibility Center. And the Eligibility Center is that repository of information that tracks your student athlete from the time they start registering all the way through to them entering into college for their very first year. Okay, after we talk a little bit about the Eligibility Center or what the Eligibility Center is, then we're going to move on and talk about different camps and clinics, you know, the importance of getting there to those camps and clinics. So what should you do when it's time for you to go to them camps and clinics? You know, a few other things we'd like to talk about this evening. Hopefully we can get some conversation dialogue going on here on the Parent Coach Parent Network. We're talking about selecting a school. When you decide to select a school, what should you do when you decide to select a school? How do you go about selecting a school? You know, some folks think that you select it based upon the coach that's there at the school, and some folks think that you select it based upon the academic studies at the school. You know, what do you do? You know, we'll talk a little bit about that here in a minute. And some other things we're going to talk about putting together is a decent highlight tape, And hopefully I can have an expert come on here soon. But the Parent Coach of Parent Network would like to share some information with you on putting together a highlight tape, you know, just some basic information. You know, again, we're not claiming to be here experts at the Parent Coach of Parent Network. We're just claiming to be folks that dissemination of information. We disseminate the information out to the parents so they get a better understanding of what the recruiting process and the scholarship process is all about. Last but not least, we already talked about selecting a school. Last but not least, we talked about recruitment. What do you really call recruitment? So is recruitment from the time you talk to a coach, or the time that the coach actually calls your name, or you see a coach somewhere along the line? Is that recruitment? I don't know. But some of the things we're going to talk about this evening on the Parent Coach and Parent Network, and hopefully we'll have some callers call in, and we can get some dialogue going on. But you know, of course, as always, I like to give other folks in the network some props as well. And, you know, my man Al Woods is doing a great job out there.
Dreamed of Planet College? Then Woods Recruiting has the answer for you. Exposure is the key to being recruited. If they don't know about you, then they can't recruit you. Woods Recruiting will develop a college recruiting plan to fit your needs of gaining exposure to college coaches. Since 1989, Woods Recruiting has helped thousands of high school athletes get recruited and placed in college. Visit our website at woodsrecruiting.com. Woodsrecruiting.com. See for yourself.
Welcome.
Yes, yes, yes. Woods Recruiting. That is a free, I say it again, parents, that is a free recruiting service from Mr. Al Woods. Al Woods is out of Cleveland, Ohio, and he does that free recruiting service for athletes all over the country. Al's been in the game for somewhere between 10 to 15 years or longer, and still out there supporting and doing things for student athletes. So if you get a chance, you go to his website, www.woodsrecruitingservice.com, and check out and see what Mr. Al Woods is able to do for you. All right, let's talk about GPAs. But before we even get into GPAs, we got to understand what makes up a GPA. A GPA is simply made up of your core classes, the scores you obtain, grade point average you obtain from your core classes. Parents, know that you can go online, NCAA.org, or you can go to the new eligibility site, and you can look up. You can look up your core classes. You can look up your core classes. How do you look up your core classes? You go to the eligibility site, Eligibility Center Online, and from there, you can simply hold on a second there, parents. I seem to have some type of technical difficulty going on here. Okay, hopefully we can get back with you. But you can go to the Eligibility Center and you can look up your GPA. And from there, you can see what your GPA has to be for certain programs. Just to let you know, for Division I basketball, you need 16 credits. 16 core classes. You take the 16 core classes. You pass 16 core classes. Have a decent GPA when taking them core classes, then you can possibly qualify for Division I basketball. For Division II, 14 core classes will get you qualified for Division II basketball. Or excuse me. Division II sports. Now, I'm thinking basketball because I had a few things going on and had a couple questions earlier about basketball, so basketball was on my mind. But to qualify at the Division I level, 16 core classes, qualify at the Division II level, you got 14 core classes. And like I said, I'm not going to get too deep into breaking down the SAT and ACT type stuff because we got the math lady coming on this Thursday, and hopefully he's going to open some doors for you and give you some information that you haven't heard before pertaining to math, because she is the expert. She is the math lady. But looking at, if you look at your NCAA guide for college-bound student athletes, if you don't have one, Parents Coach and Parent Network can email you an electronic copy of one, or you can go on to NCAA.org website and obtain a copy of your guide for college-bound student athletes. And that guide gives you all the insight to the recruiting process, will give you a basic understanding of the recruiting process and scholarship requirement information. The NCAA.org site gives you information on or gives you a copy, or you can obtain a copy of your guide for college-bound student athletes. All right, there, parents. So the next thing I like to talk about, like I said, I was talking about the core classes. And the core classes consist of your English, your math, your science, and your social studies. Now, when you get past them and you exhausted all of them and you've done everything you possibly can with them, then the next thing that you want to do, you want to make sure that you can also add in foreign languages. You can add in other different classes. What you want to do, parents, let me back up a second. What you want to do, you want to go take a look at core classes for your particular high school. Don't look at the core classes for a high school that you know or just looking at the high school that you went to, because the core class list doesn't consist of the same exact classes for every school. The schools could be across town from each other, high school rivals, but they may have different core classes. So therefore, you want to make sure that you check that particular list for your particular school and know the classes that are listed that your child is capable of taking to get them qualifying core courses done so he or she can obtain that great GPA. Now, if your child's messing around with that GPA of a 2.0, okay, that's putting you in jeopardy of having some problems later on down the line as far as getting that athlete qualified. You know, a 2.0, and you basically going to need a 1010 on your SAT just to qualify, a 1010. Now, that 1010 is only counting your math and the reading portion of your SAT. That 1010 is not counting anything that you do with the essay. That's counting your math and your reading portion of your SAT. So you want to make sure that that athlete gets the highest GPA that he or she can possibly get. Okay, you want to keep track of that. How are you going to keep track of that? See if you can get with their respective coach and get a copy of their transcript. You want to get a copy of that transcript as soon as possible. If you could have got one at the end of this last school year, take a look at it and see where that child is at or see where the athlete is at, then you should have done that. If not, get one at the beginning of the year, and that way you can kind of sort of try to pace the athlete's progress as he or she moves throughout this next school year. And don't be intimidated by wanting to change classes or move your child into a course, one of the core courses that you see he or she may be missing. Oftentimes, guidance counselors don't like to do that extra legwork, but if you request a class and the class is not totally full, then they should be able to move your child or your athlete. I keep saying child, but, you know, they're all our little angels, our little babies, our little whatever we want to call them, but they want to move your athlete into that right core class. Oftentimes, guidance counselors and other school administrative staff do not have that information or do not understand how the whole NCAA process and the Health Ability Center process works. They should have an individual in their school that knows the process and able to guide you and walk you through it. I challenge each and every one of you listening to this show this evening to, as soon as you get back to school, as soon as your student gets back to school, check and see if they have a NCAA compliance officer or counselor at that school that can give you a better understanding of the recruiting process. And if they don't, please let me know at the Parent Coaching Parents Network. You can reach us at 646-929-2416, or you can even email us at pcphr@aol.com. That's pcphr@aol.com. Also email us if you want a copy, an electronic copy of the guide for college bound student athletes, and we can get one right out to you. All right, let's move right along then. Next thing, SAT and ACT. That's the standardized test. You know, you can take that test as often as you like. You want to make sure that your athlete gets the opportunity to get the best possible score he or she can get. You want to take that test as often as possible. Now, oftentimes, parents start out taking, or athletes start out taking, the PSAT. If they got the opportunity to take the SAT, allow them to take the SAT. You know, it's not going to count against them. It can only help them. Basic thing I found out about the SAT is understanding the strategy of the test, because it doesn't follow a normal course curriculum. It doesn't follow what the athletes are taught in school. So you got to understand and learn the strategy. Learn the strategy of taking that test. Oftentimes the athletes will fare very well. And like I said, they can take the test as many times as possible. Okay? Allow them to start taking it. You know, if they want to take it, if they can get in there and take that test in their sophomore year, allow them to take it. Okay, they may not have that information or may not have that knowledge underneath in their brain at that time, but they get a idea of what the test is all about. Okay? And what also happens from time to time, parents don't know that you can also possibly qualify for a waiver. You know, if you have that NCAA compliance person in your school, ask he or she about the waiver where you can qualify, and the school system will pay for that testing. also will pay for the registration for the clearinghouse, the eligibility center. But there's definitely the opportunity for you to get that information. There's also an opportunity for you to get that information. Okay? That's for the SAT and for the ACT. Again, check with your school and see whether or not they have a ACC, NCAA compliance counselor at your school. Okay? And one other thing about the SAT. If that athlete takes the SAT, say, for example, he or she gets a 600 on the math portion, but only a 200 on the reading portion. Total score is 800, 600, 200, 800. But he or she needs a 850 or 860 or 900, okay? Next time they take it, they get a 500 on the math part, so then now they're trying to focus a little bit more on the reading part, and now they get that 400 on the reading part. So now you can add the two scores. You can add the scores. You can mix and match scores from the different tests to come up with the score that you need to get that athlete qualified. So in other words, you can take the math portion off the June test and add that to the reading portion off of the November test, and now you have a qualifying score for that athlete to be eligible to move on and play at the next level. Fans Coach and Parent Network, again, is here for you, fans, get you a better understanding of the recruiting process and help you chase that athletic scholarship. You want to give us a call, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. I have a few more topics I'd like to cover before we shut down for the evening. Eligibility Center, I've been talking about that the whole time. I'm going to talk a little bit about camps and clinics. I'm going to talk about selecting a school, talk about highlight tapes, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about recruitment. What is it when you get to the point of being recruitment? But, of course, my family and the parents, Coach and Parent Network, I always have to turn around and give them some props. Now, this next commercial, another free recruiting service from a group out of Texas. This family here is out there doing the thing out there in Texas, trying to help the kids get in school for free. Another free recruiting service for our young athletes, Apogee.
Are you a high school student seeking a college athletic scholarship? Do you have questions concerning the college recruiting process? Have you asked yourself any of these questions? Who do I contact for a scholarship? What are the rules concerning athletic recruiting? What schools are best for me? Apogees.com allows high school athletes the tools to showcase their athletic skills to college coaches. Go to Apogees.com. That's APOGEEZS.com. They will help you navigate the college recruiting process for free. Apogees, the right college, right choice for the right student athlete.
Hey, that's just a little shout-out to my family out there in Texas. They're doing their thing out there, helping our kids get qualified for school as well. That's Ms. Vivian and Coach Rodney. That's Ms. Vivian and Coach Rodney. Hey, you can listen on Blog Talk Radio and catch their show from time to time, Apogee's Radio, and they also got some good information on the free recruiting process as well as my man Al Woods out of Cleveland, Ohio. Another member of the Parent, Coach, and Parent Network. Another member of the Parent, Coach, and Parent Network. Okay, next thing, we got the camps and the clinics. Camps and the clinics is big information as far as getting your child that exposure for him or her to get some looks by some of the coaches. You know, you got to start out getting out there to the camps and clinics because, parents, let me tell you something to you, okay? Listen. Put your ear on the radio or on your speaker on your computer. Put it real close, or if you're listening on the phone, stick the phone inside your ear, okay, so you hear what I'm getting ready to say to you, okay? That coach does not know that your child exists until you make that coach know that your child actually exists. What do I mean by that? That coach is not coming to Fairlawn High School, Tupelo, Mississippi. I don't even know whether or not it exists, to look for your child. Not unless that coach knows that your child is out there. How would that coach know? You have to reach out and contact that coach, or you have to attend a camp or a clinic where that coach gets some type of evaluation form or some type of evaluation on your child. That coach, once that coach knows that your child is out there and interested in playing that sport based upon the evaluation or whatever, then he or she can be contacted and come on out and start looking for you, all right? But the coach has to know that your child is involved in the process. The coach has to know that your child is looking for a scholarship, okay? Well, if he don't know that, then guess what? He's not going to come looking for you. And whose fault is it? It's not his fault because he didn't know. You know how many different schools are around the country? You know how many different kids are playing sports around the country? You know, that's why coaches often go to the various tournaments and showcases and combines and all-star games and all these other national events and all these other things. That way they can see the bulk of the kids, athletes, students, of course, first. They can see the bulk of them at that particular event. They can see the bulk of them at that particular event. So you want to get your child involved in the various events so therefore he or she can be seen. Simple. Easy enough. That's called exposure. That's called marketing. Marketing student athlete. Marketing student athlete. Put that in your head, parents. Put that in your head. Marketing student athlete. You want to make sure that your child athlete gets that exposure. How are they going to get that exposure? You have to market your student athlete. And the only way you're going to market your student athlete, make sure that he or she has the opportunity to attend various events around, you know, around the area. Do you have to necessarily go to just ones in your hometown or your little small city? No. You get out and about. You make sure that everybody knows that your child is out there, your child's playing, and your child's interested in playing ball, baseball, football, baseball, basketball, bowling, whatever we have, field hockey, lacrosse, whatever you got out there, you know, at the next level. And the only way that coach is going to know that, again, is by you making sure that your child gets that exposure. Marketing the student athlete. You know, at Parents Coaching Parent Network, what we say marketing is we're making the information available to you. We're arranging for different workshops to make sure you understand the information. We're reaching out to those who need the information, such as you, the parents, and the student athletes. And then we kind of slip off air. We contact coaches, we contact parents, and we contact student athletes to make sure that they know we got the workshops out there for you. But next thing that we do, we eliminate the fear of the different myths. You know, we eliminate the fear of the myths. We talk, teach, and motivate. We ensure, we put a little bit of insurance on the possibility because the possibility is out there. Whether or not they're attending a Division I, II, III, junior college or whatever, the possibility is out there. Every child has the opportunity if he or she has that true desire to play at the next level. Again, last two things, we never give up on you. We make sure we stand there with you. Last but not least, all of that is not even possible without the athlete graduating, okay? So that's the way we call marketing at the Parents Coach and Parent Network. We make the information available. We arrange for workshops. We reach out to those in need. We contact coaches and parents and student athletes. We eliminate the fear of the myth. We talk, teach, and motivate. We ensure the possibility, and we never give up on you. Last but not least, we have to make sure that that athlete graduates. Once we make sure that athlete graduates, we good to go. We in there. So that's what we do for you at the Parents Coach Parent Network. But you have to get out there and get that athlete some exposure exposure. I want to say it again, exposure marketing, you know. Or for those of you who ain't quite get it, you know, you got to pimp your child. You know, if you want to put it that way, pimp your child. Get out there and make sure your child understands or you understand that you out there showing your child off, pimping your child. If that's the way you understand that language, okay, that's for you. But they're going to only be able to do that at the different camps, clinics, showcases, highlights, all-star games, national tournaments, combines, whatever you want to call it. That's where they're going to get that exposure. They ain't going to get that exposure sitting at the local high school waiting for some coach to walk through the door. So forget that. Okay? A couple other things we're going to cover. We're going to talk about schools, you know, selecting the school. And each parent and student athletes have their own various ways of selecting a school and or their own ideals on selecting a school. So as a result, selecting a school may or may not be a highlight to you. Selecting a school is something that you have to be able to do on your own. You know, some people select it based upon the coach and not whether or not this coach is a winning coach or, you know, this coach got a big name in the media or whatever. You know, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. When I decided to look at a school and my son was involved in the recruiting process, you know, my first thought was, okay, who am I turning my child over to for the next 4 years? I'm not turning my child over to somebody that I really don't have a good feeling with. I really don't trust a whole lot. So, therefore, I want to make sure I'm turning my child over to somebody that I got a good feeling about. You know, he's going to try to develop my son or daughter into the best possible adult that they can be. So that's the way I looked at it. Okay, the academic portion, okay, you're going to get that. You know, if you out there really working hard, your athlete is going to get the academic portion. Okay. Some other things that you may want to think about, and see, this is not really talked about. You want to go to a school that hopefully has a decent budget to get the athletes around from point A to point B. And what do I mean by that? Okay, if you have a team and they're traveling by bus from one game to another game, whether or not it's a basketball or, you know, football, that's always possible because they don't play that many games throughout the week. But basketball and some of the other sports where they play more games, you know, you're talking 20-plus, 30 games a season. Now you're talking about, okay, you don't want that team out there traveling by bus. Because if that team is traveling by bus, guess what's going to happen? They may have a game in North Carolina on Monday. So if they're traveling by bus, when are they going to leave their school to get to the bus, to get to the new site by Monday if they got a game Monday? They're not going to get there Monday evening, get off the bus, go straight on to the court. Let's talk basketball for a second. They're going to preferably get there Sunday, get a good night's rest, get up, get a little workout on the floor, and then get out there and do their thing Monday evening. Okay, that's in North Carolina. Okay, so what if they got a game on Wednesday in Florida? Monday they was at North Carolina, Wednesday they're in Florida, and then let's say Sunday they're up in Massachusetts. And if they're traveling by bus, guess what? They're going away from school for a whole week straight or longer because they're traveling by bus, and them athletes will be worn out. So you want to check that out and see what type of budget your school has to get your athletes around, because if they have a little small budget, that's not a caller calling in, is it? No, okay. If they have a little small budget, then you may be in trouble. So think about that for a minute, and that's one of the things that you want to think about when you get to selecting the school. You know, you're picking the school, you're picking the athlete, that kind of stuff. But you want to make sure that the school also has a decent budget to get your athlete to where they're supposed to be, traveling preferably by some type of high-speed moving airplane or something to that nature. You know, secondly, you want to make sure that they have enough folks to travel with the team to academically support them, you know, academic staff or academic coordinator, somebody that can travel with the team to make sure that they still are on top of their grades and doing what they're supposed to do while they're on the road. Prime example, you can have a team that leaves out on a Wednesday afternoon and not return back to the school until the following Thursday or Friday. So who's out there with them to make sure that they're still getting their grades in? I know they got their laptops and all that kind of stuff and books and notes and everything else, but somebody should be out there with them. And if you got a good school, you got a good school that's sending out an academic coordinator or advisor or somebody like that to travel with the athlete, that's all the better. Okay, that's my thoughts on selecting the school. A few key things that jumped out at me when talking about selecting the school. A couple more things, and then we're going to wrap it up for the evening. You know, highlight tapes. I'm just going to say this. I'm going to be short and sweet about the highlight tapes. Okay? Oftentimes, we parents call ourselves making the highlight tapes of our little babies, our little child, our student athletes. Let's give football an example. Or let's give field hockey an example. You're sitting up in the stands. You're taping the game. You got your wide-angle zoom lens on the game. You're following every movement up and down the field, up and down the field. Okay? Now the coach done seen some child, number 12, break out. Hey, have a tremendous game. Doing everything possible, everything that fits into that coach's scheme just right. Guess what? That's number 12. Your son number is 9. Now what? You just showed off somebody else's child to some other coach. Now who's going to be getting contacted by the coach for a scholarship? So you want to focus in on your athlete. Hey, if they do good things, bad things, or whatever, you want to focus in on your athlete and make sure that they understand that, hey, this is who my athlete is, and this is where you're going to see their best bet. So you want to focus in on them. I'm not going to go into too much on that. You know, having said all that, getting all that done, pulling all those pieces together, got all that together, putting together a little profile of your student athlete, guess what? You're in the recruiting game. Recruitment is on and kicking. That's all I'm going to say about that, because at that point, you should be able to get some type of response, some type of information from one of your coaches. Again, parents, if you got anything to add to the conversation, you can give me a call at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. You know, from time to time, I'm going to go back through the same information. You know, even if we got some of our guests on, I'm going to go through some of the same information again, because this information cannot be pushed enough, you know, because we have to learn how to keep our athletes on track. All right? But, parents, hey, I thank you for joining me this evening. I'm not going to keep you on the line much longer. Thank you for joining us this evening. And as always, you know, I always like to close out with my man Keith Wright and my motivational song. And I'm going to close out with Mr. Keith Wright, and then I'll come back to you, and we're closing on the Parent Culture Parent Network. Go ahead, Keith.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts dumping on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making small cool. That's how I do.
My man Keith Wright said it first. He's making smart cool. What do we mean by that? It's okay to be smart. It's okay to be smart. As long as you're smart, you're calling your shots for your life instead of having somebody calling for you. This is Parent Culture Parent Network, and we out. Have a good evening.